This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. And our guest is Trait Thompson, Capital Project Manager for the Oklahoma Capital Restoration Project. Trait, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you.
Trait, the 2020 legislative session gets underway on February 3rd. A lot of people will be going to the Capitol to hear the governor's State of the State speech. But the building itself has changed a lot since many people were there at the end of the last legislative session. What are some of the most obvious changes to the building since the last session?
We're coming off our busiest legislative interim period in the history of the Capitol Restoration Project thus far. Just to give you a little bit of perspective, we were billing at one point about $6 million a month in construction. We had over 300 construction workers in the building. When people come back, the first thing that they will probably notice, the most noticeable thing, is that the fourth floor rotunda area will be closed off. We have it scaffolded right now. We're beginning the process of restoring all of the original plaster. We will be repainting in there. We will be restoring the marble on the balustrade and also on the floors. And so the corridor that goes around the rotunda will still be open. Access to the committee rooms will be open. But that middle part of the rotunda will be closed. The great news is that the second floor rotunda has reopened now. It's been completely restored again and has the new paint scheme that we're installing in the entirety of the Capitol building. The treasurer's office is still going to be located off-site. They're located at Britton and May right now and will be until the early part of May until they come back to the Capitol. In March, we'll be moving the lieutenant governor's office from the second floor to the first floor. But other than that, most things will be pretty much the same. The parking will remain where it has been. The east and west entrances will be open, as well as the south entrance to the building. I think the biggest thing that people will notice is just that fourth floor rotunda area.
Typically, a lot of events are held on the fourth floor during the legislative session. Will those now be on the second floor?
Most of them will be. We have opened the second floor available for the public to reserve for different events and activities and displays and the things that normally happen on the fourth floor and sometimes happen on the second floor. So the public can still reserve that area, but we've also encouraged people to perhaps look at some other areas around the Capitol. For example, the Judicial Building has some space available. We have the Concourse Theater that's located underground between the Will Rogers and Sequoia buildings that can be reserved as well. And then, of course, if you go out a little bit farther, you've got Phillips Pavilion at the Governor's Mansion, and you have the History Center as well.
During the 2019 legislative session, the snack bar moved from the fourth floor, where it was located very near the press room, down to the basement and began operations with a dining area. What can people expect to see in the snack bar now that it's relocated and its operations seem to be expanding?
Well, first of all, we don't like to call it the basement anymore, Sean. We like to call it the ground floor because we have changed the whole way that that floor is used now. It has a lot of public amenities, and we'll have most of the public amenities that people in the building will use, expanded restroom banks, food service area. It's going to have a museum in it, and that's going to be the main floor where people will enter the building starting this coming June. As far as the food service area goes, we now have a dining room that seats 60-plus people, which is far more than has been the capacity has been in the past. And Health Nut Cafe has been running the food service in the building for about 3 years now. They've done an incredible job. But when we redesigned the kitchen area, we expanded it so that now we could include things like grills and fryers and ranges and ovens. And so Health Nut, Amir Alave is the owner of that. He's been a great partner through this whole process. And so now they're starting to expand their menu. Just this week, they started serving burgers and fries. Over time, I think you'll see more hot food options. They're kind of in a trial period now to get some processes down and figure out the best way to do it. As session goes on, I think you'll see more food options coming, not just the healthy things you've come to know and love from Health Nut Cafe, but also some of the other hot food items that we've always envisioned for being a part of food service at the Capitol.
You mentioned that in June, the new visitor's entrance will open there into the ground floor level. That's probably one of the most obvious pieces of work people will see as they approach the Capitol.
The way that people have been coming into the building now for probably 20 plus years is at a side entrance that was never meant to be the main entrance. And so it was really, from a functional standpoint, it didn't work very well. People would have to line up outside in the cold and the rain to get into the building. You only had one security station, so you could only process people through so quickly. And then it wasn't a very impressive entrance into the Capitol as well. We have designed and are now executing a new visitor entrance that's at the southeast corner of the building. It's been sunken, so it doesn't restrict the view of the Capitol's historic profile. But now we are going to have a large vestibule for if we have a lot of people coming into the building at once. There's queuing space inside, and then we're going to have two security stations. And now when people come inside the building, they're going to be coming into a place that's meant for visitors. So right when they get inside, across the hall is all of the restrooms. The visitor center that tourism runs, that has the gift shop and where you can get tours. And now at that same level, once again, food service and the museum. So we envisioned it being all of those amenities that someone would need to find in the building would be easy to find because it'd be right there when they enter.
You mentioned security. Will it be any different this year?
So we have one thing that is different is we spent quite a bit of money on upgrading the security equipment, the X-ray machines. The X-ray machines that DPS has been using there were from about the 2003-2004 period. They were long past their useful life, so we have upgraded all of those. But security will pretty much function the way it always has functioned for most of the visiting public entering the building.
Is the project on schedule?
The project is on schedule. In fact, we're a little ahead of schedule right now. We were initially planning to be done by the end of 2022. We're now projecting to be done in the spring to early summer of 2022, and we may even, as we get farther, we may even push that back a little bit as well. So we've been working quite hard to make sure that we can finish in a timely manner.
The exterior of the building looks fantastic, having been in that building for more than 20 years now. And you're also doing some work on the roof. What's happening there?
We are installing a brand new copper roof system. I always get asked, well, why copper? First of all, it's the historic building material that was there. And one major component of this project is historic preservation. And then copper is also a very durable material, and a well-maintained copper roof should last 80 plus years. So that project started a little over a year ago, and we're projected to finish it up in late March, early April of this year. At that point, you'll see the large tower crane start to come down. And that will mark the completion of the $60-plus million exterior restoration of the Capitol.
What will be next when we get through the legislative session, looking ahead to the summer? Then what do you do?
In the interim this year, our main focus on the interior of the building will be all of the committee rooms on the fourth and fifth floor. So the public will, when they come back for the 2021 session, will see vastly upgraded committee rooms, and that'll include new finishes, that will include new data wiring, that will include new AV systems, and they should be a lot easier for the public to be able to understand what's going on in those committee meetings and to interact with their legislators.
And you'll also be refurnishing those rooms in such a way to make them more handicapped accessible, I believe.
That's right. ADA accessibility is a major component of this project, and it's something that we have wanted to do all throughout. So ADA is something we do as far as how we design the space, but it also comes into place with furniture, making sure that we have the proper clearances so that people can move around any room or any area in the way that they should be able to do that.
It's been a remarkable transformation of that building. Trey Thompson, well done.
Thank you very much. We have a great team.
That's Trey Thompson, Capitol Project Manager for the Oklahoma Capitol Restoration Project. Our guest, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
And that's Capitol Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapitol.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.